Soundtrack by BookTrack.
Hachette Audio presents White Fire, written by Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child, read by René Auberjonois. Grateful acknowledgement to Conan Doyle Estate Limited for permission to use the Sherlock Holmes characters created by the late Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dedication. Lincoln Child dedicates this book to his daughter, Veronica. Douglas Preston dedicates this book to David Morrell. Prologue. A True Story. August 30th, 1889. The young doctor bid his wife goodbye on the South Sea platform, boarded the 4:15 express for London, and arrived 3 hours later at Victoria Station. Threading his way through the noise and bustle, he exited the station and flagged down a hansom cab. "The Langham Hotel, if you please," he told the driver as he stepped up into the compartment, flushed with a feeling of anticipation. He sat back in the worn leather seat as the cabbie started down Grosvenor Place. It was a fine late summer evening, the rarest kind in London, with a dying light falling through the carriage-choked streets and sooty buildings, enchanting everything with a golden radiance. At 7:30, the lamps were only just starting to be lit. The doctor did not often get the chance to come up to London, and he looked out the window of the hansom cab with interest. As the driver turned right onto Piccadilly, he took in St. James Palace and the Royal Academy, bathed in the afterglow of sunset. The crowds, noise, and stench of the city, so different from his home countryside, filled him with energy. Countless horseshoes rang out against the cobbles, and the sidewalks thronged with people from all walks of life. Clerks, barristers, and swells rubbed shoulders with chimney sweeps, costermongers, and cat's meat dealers. At Piccadilly Circus, the cab took a sharp left onto Regent Street, passing Carnaby and the Oxford Circus, before pulling up beneath the porte-cochere of the Langham. It had been the first grand hotel erected in London, and it remained by far the most stylish. As he paid off the cabbie, the doctor glanced up at the ornate sandstone façade, with its French windows and balconies of wrought iron, its high gables and balustrades. He had a small interest in architecture, and he guessed the façade was a mixture of Beaux-Arts.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?